Paula.
Hello.
Ruby.
Yasmin.
Hi,
Nana.
Hi. I'm going to, because I'm coughing too much.
Kodesh Tov. Nana, I hope you're feeling better.
Kodesh Tov, everyone. I'm going to mute my phone. This is Ruby.
Okay.
Jasmine.
Kodesh Tov.
Kodesh Tov. As we normally start our Kodesh Tov events by reading and connecting to the Zohar, we will do so by connecting to Parashat Yitro on the, from the Sulam commentary, Pasuk 29. The energy of this Pasuk is certainty. And as we will discover, certainty is very much connected to the energy of the month of Adar. We will start with a L'shem Yehud. L'shem Yehud kutshav rifu ishkinte bidkilu urhimu udkilu udkilu urhimu le'akta l'shem yudhe bavavhe v'yehuda shalim b'shem kol Yisrael. Limud Torah mitzvah, la sok Torah mitzvah. Vayihino am Adonai Eloheinu aleinu ma'asei yadeinu konanei aleinu ma'asei yadeinu konaneihu. Rabbi Abba Amar Beka Ma'atar Tanenan Dekucha Urihu Koma De'aved Le'ela Wittata Kolai hu kishot v'yovada dikshot v'leilach mila b'yalma divaye barnash v'dach yaleya mineya ulan paga v'ya kolana dehakul hu ovada dikshot inun the cola is very the alma. The translation of what I just read chanted. Rabbi Abba said, in many places we have learned that whatever the Holy One, blessed be He, does above or below is all true and His works are true. And there is nothing in the world that man needs to reject or find despicable. For all our works of truth and all are all needed in the world. Our handout for tonight can be found on the Unique Astrological Times link. You'll find it. That link under the two pictures on the right of every Yeshem webpage, or if you're on a mobile device, it's usually at the bottom of the page. When you open up the Unique Astrological Times link, it's a landing page that connects to quite a number of items. If you scroll down to Rosh Chodesh Adar, the first link under that is a blog about Rosh Chodesh for the year 5778. And that is our handout for today. When you open that, please scroll down to where it says Ancient Hebrew Astrology Connections. The meaning of Adar in Hebrew is glory. Also, it means honor. The month is a month of completion. It is also a month of being in between. The month of Adar does not belong to winter, and it is not yet spring. This is the energy of being in between. This in-between energy is actually central column energy. The month of Adar is beneficial for spiritual people. It is a month which is the birth and death anniversary for Moshe Rabbeinu. And this is also the month where Purim and Esther save the people. All of this relates to the energy of the central column. We just have to start to perceive it this way. Laughter, playfulness, the words tzachok and tzachok. I didn't make that really sound too different, so let me repeat it more slowly. Tzachok, tzachok. One word means laughter, and one word means playfulness. Both of these melt what has grown cold and softens what has grown hard. This helps us to remember the joy of our childhood. The negative side of this attribute is laughing at someone, playing a joke on someone that hurts someone. Laughter and playfulness is a path to the world that is coming. It is from this teaching of the Talmud that teaches that someone who has a north node in Pisces is potentially the last incarnation for that soul. To paraphrase the Zohar, without joy and playfulness and laughter, there would be no wisdom in the world. The Talmud is filled with jesting and play among the sages. Laughter is actually an exchange of chesed for gevurah, and vice versa. There is much to be learned from this truth. How does judgment replace chesed, or vice versa? When you begin to understand this, you balance your life. As we are considered modern connection with respect to the tribes of Israel. Come in. There's also an ancient tribal connection that is different. Why is it different? Because the redemption from Egypt essentially was a It was a transition from the epoch associated with Aries to the epoch that was associated with Adar. And as such, during that period, Jacob adopted two children of Joseph. And this is what adjusted these tribal relationships to the Hebrew months. Benjamin is the ancient tribal connection to Adar, while the modern tribal connection is Naphtali. The meaning of Benjamin is son of my right hand. Jacob changed his name from the name that Rachel had given him. Essentially, Benjamin is the only one of the 12 tribes that is named by his father. The others were all named by their mothers. But as we know, a child is named by Hashem, giving the parent Ruach HaKodesh. The tribal totem is the wolf. The Hebrew word is zav, za'av. The nature of the wolf is a community. The nature of the wolf is to nurture. The nature of the wolf is loyalty. The nature of the wolf is individuality. The nature of the wolf is to sing to the moon and changes its songs for each phase of the moon. The wolf fluctuates between spending time with the pack and wandering off to be alone. The tribe of Benjamin follows this pattern. Sometimes it is included in the 12 tribes, and at other times it goes its own way. As the youngest of the children of Israel, very little is known about Benjamin. There is an incident where the tribe of Benjamin is almost destroyed, and not by losing to other nations, but almost destroyed by his own family, the other 11 tribes. Realizing the mistake, they rebuild it with their daughters. That's the holiday of Tu B'Av. Everyone dotes on the baby of the family. And Benjamin is the baby of the family. And Benjamin is connected to Adar. But in our generations, it's more Naphtali, who would be the baby except for Benjamin. The tribal stone is jasper, jasper, jaspa. The stone has the quality of helping with calmness and communication. The stone is also known to strengthen vision and help with digestive problems. It also is a help for a woman in labor. The jasper stone will lower passion and sexual desire, while it helps with blood flow and lowering blood pressure. The tribal herb is cinnamon. The name of this herb translates as acquire a lot. Cinnamon is one of the 11 components of the incense. It acquires much by absorbing the other components of the incense and adds to them by blending all of them together. Recently, science has indicated that cinnamon will balance sugar levels for the diabetics. The house of Adar is the house of opposition. Many of the Western astrologers would relate this to the house of enmity. But in Adar, it's not enmity, it's opposition. What is the purpose of opposition? It's a hint to binding by striking. It's a hint to how you generate greater light, how you generate a larger vessel. The month of Adar is about building your vessel through laughter. And we will speak about it more this evening. The zodiac sign is Dagim. And what is important about the Dagim is it is always surrounded by water. The fishes are always in water. Water is the highest manifestation of loving kindness in our physical world. This is the month of Adar. But let us discuss a little bit about laughter, about playing jokes. One of my teachers once said to me, that no one can have a joke, no one can tell a joke that does not hurt someone else. People laugh at jokes, but that's not the kind of laughter that Adar is about. If you think about it this month, any joke you hear is always has someone as the butt of that joke. Someone that is less than the person or the people listening, the person telling the joke. People tell jokes to feel superior. Laughter doesn't come from jokes. Laughter comes from joy. What is joy? The Hebrew word for joy is simcha. The Aramaic word for joy is chidu. During Adar, utilizing this pair of words, simcha chidu, simcha chidu, simcha chidu, simcha chidu. As a repetitive phrase, you can come to understand what is joy. By just saying those words, you draw the energy of joy. Joy is a feeling of well-being. Joy is happiness. Joy is laughter. Joy is little children playing on the playground. Joy is the nachas, the vision of grandparents watching their grandchildren. Joy is never putting somebody down. Joy is building other people up, as we will come to understand. The tribal direction is west. The location where the sun sets. The Hebrew word is me'erev. The actual translation is from the evening. What is evening? It's night. It's dark. It's manifestation. It's It's the desire to receive that Hashem created. It's us. We are the West. But we are also the central column. The essence of Adar. In Hebrew, Pisces is called Dagim, which means fishes. Please make a note. The word is in the plural, not the singular. Why do we call them fishes? Is there dual aspects to it? Joy leads to serenity. That's two Hebrew words, two words that describe the essence of what can be manifested during the month of Adar. The letters of the word Dag, Dalet Gimel, refer to a uniquely Piscean concept, Gomel Dalim, meaning help the poor. One of the problems faced by Pisceans and the energy influence on all of us during Adar is their desire to receive, or the lack thereof, the minimization of their desire to receive. Pisceans are satisfied with what they have and who they are. If and when they do have a desire for something more or for something difficult to obtain, the Pisceans may sometimes lack the spiritual wherewithal to fight for it. This is their correction in the month of Pisces. More than any other sign, the Piscean knows that in the end, everything will be fine. They are well aware that everything in this world is an illusion, that everything has already been decided. The movie is playing. It's just up to us to stay around and watch it happen. This is the Piscean. This is the energy on all of us. But is that what Hashem wants of us? As we said, the Piscean, this is probably their last lifetime. Why do they have this lack of desire? Because once you realize that the movie is the movie, and you don't control it, why make the effort? And that is exactly their correction. They have to learn to make the effort. A corollary of this is the Pisces has no ego. Now, put an Aries in the month of Pisces, and the Aries will show his ego or her ego. But the correction and the energy, what we will experience, is a minimized desire to receive, except for joy. Don't we always want joy? Don't we always want to laugh? Don't we always want to be happy? This is how you learn happiness in the month of Adar. This is how you can observe happiness in children. This is how you can take the time to watch the oceans, the water. Why does it seek the lowest level? Why does it spread out? Why is it always one thing? It's always unified. This is the month of Adar. Piscean has problems. It constantly is reminded that it's in this world to accomplish something. It's in this world to reveal the light, and that's what we will experience. A push, a wake-up call. Remember, reveal the light. How does one reveal the light? By growing a bigger vessel. How does one grow a bigger vessel? By not having an ego. How does one grow a bigger vessel? By sharing without an expectation of return. This is a very wonderful month, wonderful energy. We've had difficult months. The winter has been here. We're still at the in that in-between. It's not yet spring, but the sap in the trees have started to flow. That was the month of Shavuot. So what holidays do we have in Pisces? Oh, you all know. The holiday of Purim. What's the translation of the word Purim? Pur is the Aramaic word for lots, for chance, for rolling the dice. Purim means a sea of chance, a sea of dice, a sea of lots. Does that sound like certainty? The astrological influence that we all will experience is to realize and be awakened to the importance of action, the importance of manifesting, the importance of doing. This is not a month of consciousness. This is not a month to think about what you're going to do. This is a month to do it. Have you been thinking about starting a business? Started in the dark. Have you been thinking about getting married? Get married. Ask the question. Have you been thinking of having a child? Have a child. Have you been thinking about going on vacation? This is not the month to go on vacation. Each of us is unique. Each of us is special. Each of us has a purpose in this world to reveal some aspect of light that only each of us can reveal. I can't reveal what you are supposed to reveal. You can't reveal what I am supposed to reveal. A Piscean with his lack of ego is never going to be jealous. Never going to think that what the other person does or has or is a desire that he has. He doesn't have desire, not for himself alone. He has desire for joy. The Piscean has a tendency to be very psychic in all of the sciences of the psychic world. Teleportation, mental psychic abilities, manifesting out of the air. The things that we teach in our Sefer Yetzirah class, the Piscean comes into this world with those tools. Why? Because they have to build their vessel. They have to manifest. This is what psychic abilities are all about. In the 70s and 80s, a lot of Jewish Iranians came to the United States. They settled in a number of cities, New York, Miami, not Miami, but that area, Los Angeles. They settled in other cities also. But for the first time in the mankind's history, Jews were expelled from a country and they were allowed to take their wealth. Why? My Kabbalah teachers expressed it very clearly. They took their wealth because it was an afterglow of Purim, of the unity of the Jewish people in those 14 years that is covered by the story of the Scroll of Esther, Megillah Esther. Most people don't know that Purim takes 14 years. We don't make the connection. We have to learn it. We have to learn the process. When you don't have an ego, you can love the process. The letters of the month of Adar. The Gimel created the month of Adar. The Gimel created the planet Jupiter. What makes Jupiter unique among planets? It's the largest planet in the solar system. Jupiter is constantly growing. The word for Jupiter is tzedek, justice. Tzedek is the phrase from Psalms. Justice. Justice, you shall pursue. Why don't you get to justice? Why don't you manifest justice? No, you just pursue justice. Jupiter is this energy. This is the energy of the letter Gimel, which is a double sound, a double letter. We don't realize it the way modern Hebrew is spoken. But when the Yemenite people, the Jewish Yemenites, were flown on eagles to Israel in 1948-49, they were expelled from Yemen. You want to know why Yemen is under destruction now? They're fighting a civil war supported by Saudi Arabia. You want to know why? Because they expelled the Jews. Every time Jews are expelled from a country, that country goes through chaos. And Yemen is no different. The Yemenites were expelled. They went to the land of Israel. They were not treated well. The Ashkenazi Sephardi, black, brown versus white, it took place in Israel. It still takes place to some extent. But this is the duality of the Gimel. Or should I say the Gimel? Because these are the two sounds that the Yemenites brought when they came to Israel. So the correct pronunciation of the blessing on the wine is not Borei Pri Hagafen, it's Borei Pri Hagafen. Why don't people do that? There are traditional reasons why they don't. The Orthodox communities have a halakha that says follow the patterns of your father. It's only the Baal Tshuva. It's only the people who have returned. It's only the converts who have the choice to say, Borei Pri Hagafen. But nobody tells them that. Welcome to Adar. The letter Kuf. The letter Kuf is priceless. It's a double agent. The letter Kuf has a Zion or a Vav connected to a Kaf that goes below the line. Why does it go below the line? It goes below the line to feed the negative system. The Kuf supplies the energy to the negative system at a minimal level, where the negative system should be maintained. It's only because we make mistakes that we give it more energy than the Kuf does. But see, look at in the letter when it's written properly. There is a Kaf, a space, and then a Vav. What is that space? That's so the negative system can't control Tiferet, the sun, the letter Kaf that created Tiferet. It created the sun. The permutation for the letters for the month of Adar is Hey, hey, Yud Vav. But that's not the only permutation we will connect to this month, this Rosh Chodesh. And I will explain it shortly. This is the month of Malchut. This is the last month of the year. What is the last of anything? What is Malchut? As we know, it's manifestation. The last of something is receiving the energy of everything that came before it. If you're the last generation, you're receiving all of the energy of all of your forefathers. So we're receiving from Abraham. We're receiving from Isaac. We're receiving from Jacob. We're receiving from Moses, from Aaron, and especially from Joseph. representing Yesod. All of that energy is flowing through this month. So we can utilize all 12 permutations. And on Rosh Chodesh, to take control of this energy, we will connect to all 12 permutations. If we look at the month of Adar, looking for its internal essence, we utilize gematria. The gematria of the word Adar is 205. Adar is spelled Aleph Dalet Resh. But we can substitute a letter or two letters when they sum the same. Aleph and Dalet is 4 plus 1 is 5. So we can substitute a hey for the letters Aleph and Dalet. Therefore, the inner essence of Adar is Har, Hey Resh, which means mountain. Whenever we talk about Har, we talk about Har Sinai from the Torah, the location where the Torah is given. The month of Adar is when you manifest the energy of the Torah. The parasha this week is Truma. You can permutate the letters to spell Metorah, from the Torah. What is a truma? It's a contribution. It's an offering. It's a manifestation of joy. It's tzedakah. With certainty. What are the energy days? This Sunday, in our 10:30 class, we will be discussing the holidays that start on Zion of Adar, a holiday that many people haven't heard of. That's going to be this coming Wednesday evening, where we will have an all-night study. Probably not all night, but for a long while. We start on Zion Adar, and 90 days later, we have the gift of the Torah. We have the holiday of Shavuot. What holidays are in these 90 days? Well, you have Purim. You have Rosh Chodesh Nisan. You have the 12 days of Nisan, connecting to all of the months, the Rosh Chodesh of the Rosh Chodesh. You have Pesach. You have the counting of the Omer. You have Rosh Chodesh Iyar. You have Pesach Sheni. You have Lag BaOmer. And you have Rosh Chodesh Sivan. And you have Shavuot. All of that energy is encapsulated in Zion Adar, which is the birth date of Moses, as well as the Hilulah of Moses. he was born and has died 120 years later. Exactly. Now let's talk about the holiday of Purim. Purim is a wonderful holiday. We dress up in costumes. Why? Because this world is an illusion. And what better way to demonstrate that than to wear a costume? Don't you wear a costume every day on your face? Does your outer face match your inner face? Another connection to the dagim, the two fishes. During Adar, you have the opportunity, it's easier to match your inner face than your outer face. There are five mitzvot that are special for the holiday of Purim, the holiday of Lots, the holiday of saving the children of Israel from themselves. What do I mean? Saving them from ourselves. Why did Hashem allow the decree against the Jews that everyone was to be killed by Haman and his sons and Ahasuerus? Why did he allow this to happen? Because the merchants of the Jewish people, the important people, were invited to the parties that King Ahasuerus announced and held for his coronation. Not a party. Parties. 6 months worth of parties. The Jews discussed it among themselves. How do we go to the parties? Our job is spiritual, not physical. Oh, but if we don't go, look at all those businesses opportunities we're going to lose out on. Maybe the king will think we're not good citizens and loyal to him. Oh, we better go. So they went. And what did they experience? Physical parties without spiritual content. Not only that, King Ahasuerus took out his spoils of war. All of those beautiful things that came from the temple, including the garments of the high priest. What did the Jews who were at those parties do? Nothing. They were afraid. After all, what could they say? This is what's going on in our world. We have to stand up for what is ethically, morally correct. The month of Adar is about finding that certainty. The month of Adar is about having the decree and voiding the decree, its manifestation. The five mitzvot. We need to hear the Megillah Esther, meaning the revelation of the concealed. Esther means concealed. Megillah means revelation. We have to hear the revelation of the concealed twice. Why? Hashem's name isn't in the scroll, but we must hear it to connect to the energy of certainty. Not only that, but the Shabbat before we read the scroll, that Shabbat, every man, woman, and child, it's strongly recommended, it's a halakha, to hear the maftir, to hear the reading of Zachor, remember Amalek, remember doubts, and throw them out of your life. We also need to give gifts to the poor. This is not tzedakah. It's higher than tzedakah. It's unifying with the children of Israel as one whole. When was the last time you gave a gift to a homeless person? You don't give gifts. You give charity. You give tzedakah. You give truma. You don't call it a gift. Why? Because you think you're better than the person who has less physical resources than you do. Oh, don't tell me you don't. Be honest with yourself. Look into your unconscious. You'll know that I am telling you the truth. But during Adar, during Purim, you have the opportunity to give gifts to the poor. To be on a level where the other person is you. Being on a level where they are on your level. And therefore you can say to them, here is my gift to you. Because we are together. We are the same level. We are friends. We are family. We are one unified whole. The mitzvah is to have a festive meal. Why? Because it's the month of manifestation, and if you don't eat, you don't manifest energy. That's why we do kiddush after every prayer. At least on Shabbat. We're doing the kiddush to manifest the energy of the prayer. To have a meal on Purim means to manifest the energy. But we also give gifts of food. In addition to gifts to the poor, we give gifts of food to our friends and our family. Why? Because it's the month of manifestation. It is recommended to do the gift of the shekel, the half shekel donation, the half shekel offering that we spoke about this past Sunday, and that we will be doing on the night of the reading of the Megillah Esther, because the half shekel donation redeems your soul, meaning you reconnect to Hashem and the certainty of Hashem. If, God forbid, you have done something in the last 12 months that disconnected you from that certainty, from Hashem, God forbid. Strategies to adopt during this month. Create more joy. How do you create more joy? When you are the channel for another person's joy, you provide them things that they find happy building, laughter building, joyful. You increase the energy of joy yourself. When you are a channel, when you are a pipe, and not a vessel. A pipe is a special kind of vessel. It has no bottom, so it has no limitation. Everything flows through a pipe. But that same energy that flows through it sticks to the walls. If you're the pipe, you're the walls. One of the ways to increase joy is to eliminate pain and eliminate suffering of others. When you eliminate pain, you are a channel, you are a pipe. Your pain is eliminated. When you eliminate suffering, your suffering is eliminated. We can be happy always. Somebody crossed, as I crossed the street today, somebody hit me in the face. They just walked up to me and slapped me. What did I say to them? Thank you. I really appreciate this wake-up call you've given me. Somebody steps on your toe. What do you say? Thank you for this wake-up call. I really know that this is cleansing something that I did in a previous life or what I did a few months ago. Thank you for helping me. This is joyful. This is how you increase joy, by being happy and loving the process. And you need to remove your personal Amalek. What is your personal Amalek? Any doubt that you have that the teachings of Kabbalah aren't correct. I once listened to a sermon by a rabbinical student. The subject of the sermon was how God was in this woman's life. She was studying to be a rabbi in the Reform movement. The sermon was, God is in her life, but not when she gets a cold. Not when she stubs her toe. Not when the doctor diagnoses something that's horrible, horrendous. No, that can't be God. It has to be something else. All false statements. Loving the process is loving God, because God is creating this process. This is certainty. This is removing your doubts. How do we do it? We do it with the word Vadai, Vav Dalet Aleph Yud. We do a shiluv with our name in Hebrew letters and Vadai. And we meditate on that sequence of letters. And watch as our certainty returns and our doubts disappear. Doesn't happen overnight, but you didn't develop your doubts in one day either. The influence of Pisces, of Adar, on all of us. The more we engage in the pursuit of happiness to fill our own desires, our selfish desires, the more elusive joy will become, God forbid. The more we dedicate ourselves to bringing happiness to others, joy to others, joy will rain down upon us. There is the paradox of Adar. This is why there is the plurality of Dagim, the plural of fishes. This month, focus on bringing happiness to others so that you will receive happiness yourself. And the ultimate form of happiness to others is to receive the beneficence and goodness, the Shefa, from Hashem. The more you receive, the greater you build your vessel, the more pleasure you give to Hashem. I didn't say receive from Hashem. I said give to Hashem. This is the correction. This is the month of Adar. With this understanding, let us say the Ana B'Koach together. We will stop at the second verse. And we will say all 12 of the permutations. We will dance. We will sing. We will be joyful. Is this a command? Is Hanoch telling you, you must be this, do this? No. Do it for yourself. Do it to give Hashem pleasure, to see you dancing, to become aware of you dancing. Ana B'Koach, Gedulat Yemincha, Tadir Perurah. Aleph Bet Gimel Yud Tav Tzadi. The sequence of these letters has a gematria of 506. 506 is the gematria of the phrase Ahavat Hinam, unconditional love. Kabel Rinat Amcha Sagdenu Tacharenu Nora Ufreshayan Sintet Nun. These six letters spell two Hebrew words, Kra Satan. Translation is tear up Satan. Tear up the negative force. Rearrange these letters. It spells Sha'ar Katan, small gates. And it reminds us to guard our gates, the eyes, the ears, the nose, and the mouth, which are the entry point for the negative system. The month of Nisan has the permutation Yo hey wa hey yo hey wa hey yo hey wa hey yo hey wa hey. The month of Iyar has the permutation Yo hey hey wa yo hey hey wa yo hey hey wa. The month of Sivan as the permutation. Yo wa hey hey yo wa hey hey. Dance around and sing. Yo wa hey hey. Be joyful and sing. Yo wa hey hey. Yo wa hey hey. The month of Tammuz as the permutation. Hey, why, hey, oh, are you dancing? Are you singing? Hey, why, hey, oh, hey, why, hey, oh. The month of Av has the permutation. Hey, why, yo, hey, hey, why, yo, hey, hey, why, yo, hey, hey, why, yo, hey. The month of Elul, the month of beginning Teshuvah. Hey, hey, why, yo, hey, hey, why, yo. Hey, hey, why, yo, hey, why, yo. Hey, hey, why, yo. Sing and dance, be joyful, sing and dance, be joyful. Tishrei, the month of Tishrei. Wah-hey-yo-hey, 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 wah-hey-yo-hey. The month of Heshvan, change the mar, the bitter to the rum, the elevated Heshvan. Wah hey hey yo, wah hey hey yo, wah hey hey yo, wah hey hey yo. Kislev, the month of miracles. Wah yo hey hey, wah yo hey hey, wah yo hey hey, wah yo hey hey. The vet. Hey oh hey wah, hey oh hey wah, hey oh hey wah, hey oh hey wah. That's the month of separation, the month that lets us come back together. In the month of Shvat, hey oh wah, hey, hey oh wah, hey. Hey, oh, ah, hey. And now we are in the dark. Dance and sing and be joyful. Hey, hey, oh, ah. Hey, hey, oh, ah. Hey, hey, oh, ah. Hey, hey, oh, 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 hey, 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 yo, hey, hey, yo, hey, hey, yo, hey, yo, hey, 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 hey, move your body, move your arms, move your head. Hey, hey, yo, wah. Hey, hey, yo, wah.
Hey,
yo, wah. Hey, hey, yo, wah. Hey, hey, yo, wah. Hey, hey, yo, wah. Hey, hey, yo, wah. Hey, hey, yo, wah. Hey, hey, yo, wah. Hey, yo, wah. Hey, yo, wah.
Hey, yo, wah.
Hey, yo, wah. Hey, yo, wah. Hey, yo, wah. Na gibor dor sheyurcha kevavat yamrem nun gimel dalet Yud Kaf Shin. Nun Gimel Dalet has a gematria of 57. The Hebrew word zan, meaning parnasah, sustenance. Yud Kaf Shin is a healing sequence that lets us take any part of our body that needs healing back to its stem cell state, where it can be rejuvenated, where it can be healed, where it can be elevated, and then brought back into the body where it will again do its job as it was meant to do, perfectly. Barhem tacharem rachame sitkacha tamidam lem etet resh tzadikach gimel. Pasin kadosh berol tucha na'el adatecha et kufet et nunayim. Yachid ge'e lamcha p'nei zokre kedushatecha. Yud Gimel Lamed Pei Zayin Kuf. Shavatenu Kabel Ushma Tziyakatenu Yodea Ta'alumot Shin Kufav Dadi Yud Tav. Always remember Shin and Kuf. The Matria is 400, 4 times 10 times 10, the 4 worlds times 10 Sephirot within 10 Sephirot. 400 is a number of completion, a number of perfection. The last 4 letters of the verse, 7th verse of the Anabakoa, the Matria, like the first verse, is 506, connecting to Ahavatinam, unconditional love. And we learn that the path to completion, the path to perfection, is by injecting unconditional love in every step of our process. Connect to the 72 names of God, but due to time considerations, just do that through do that by scanning the chart. The 72 names for the Tzaddikim also by scanning the chart. And the names of the Tzaddikim who left this day, the first day of Adar, Rosh Chodesh Adar. Rabbi Avraham Ibn Ezra. Avraham Ibn Ezra was a Kabbalist living in the 1100s, essentially. He was an astrologer. He even calculated through his astrology the time of his own death, and he was happy. This is the ultimate. This is the ultimate joy to return home to Hashem. Rabbi Shabtai HaKohen Kess. Rabbi Azaria Figu of Venice. Rabbi Emmanuel Chai Riki. Rabbi Yitzhak Elzik Safran of Koman Marna, Rabbi Menachem Mendel of Shklov, Rabbi Yitzhak Meir of Zinko, Rabbi Baruch Halberstam of Gorlitz, Rabbi Yuri Yalis of Sambor, Rabbi Yosef Tzvi Kalish of Shrenovitz, Rabbi Baruch Rosenberg, Rabbi Yitzhak Isaac Eichenstein, the Kaviazer, Rav of the Forest Hill, Queens, Rabbi Simcha Bunin Waldenberg. And the eighth verse of the Anna B'Koch we say in a whisper. Does anyone have any questions? Tomorrow, feel free to say and do these 12 different permutations, just like we did today. But starting Friday night, starting on Shabbat, we return to the normal pattern of the Anna B'Koach. Tomorrow morning at 7 a.m. West Coast time, we have a class for the Psalms. I believe we're in Psalm 28. On 6 p.m. Motzi Shabbat, or during Shabbat, we will have our community third meal and Havdalah, followed by 7 o'clock by a connection to the Zohar, our normal day, our normal weekly Zohar to start the new week by learning about the Zohar and the Parasha of Tetzaveh, where Moses is missing, but it's Moses Hilulah during the week. How do we understand this? Come learn. 10:30 Sunday morning, we will be teaching about those 90 days that I mentioned that run from the Zion Adar through Shavuot. Come and learn. At 3 o'clock, we continue our advanced reincarnation Sunday afternoons at 3 p.m. Shalom Kodesh Tov. Be joyful.
Shalom
and happy.
Kodesh Tov to you.
Shalom. Thank you. Shalom.
Simcha chidu,
enjoy the day, enjoy the month. Kodesh Tov to all.
Kodesh Tov.
Kodesh Tov.
Kodesh
Tov.
Kodesh Tov.
Shalom to all.
Shalom.
Shalom.